This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pearl here and I'm introducing because Danny is gone. But I want
to. Did you notice Danny's gone and who does the introducing? The big sister.
Yeah.
She didn't even allow me to even say, do you want to?
But we have got a huge, huge, huge party for you today with our encore of Dr. Z and Mama Z. They are here. You guys, last time we had them on, it was just such
a riot. Mom and dad are in the house.
And,
and dad essentially.
They have a new book, which Serena and I are just flipping over. But before that, and before we welcome them, we have to welcome our family member today,
yes,
who has had a huge, momentous life event. Leslie Pops got married! Woo! Leslie Pops got married! Woo! She got married less than a week ago. She's back to work. Can you just tell us all about it?
Why is she back to work? Because she probably belled her honeymoon.
I belled it. That felt like your introduction of that was probably longer than the wedding ceremony.
Why? Because you belled the preacher?
I wrote some sweet somethings that for me and Steve that would mean something to me and Steve. And my mom and sister couldn't join us because of the travel restrictions from the UK. So it was such a, you know, that was so sad. But they FaceTimed in and I had to bell the
yes, you
did because I could tell that my mom and sister couldn't hear. So I had to stop. Because I wrote the ceremony. I knew when there was a break. I was totally co-producer. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Could we just all take a step this way and just slightly turn so that my mom can. I did it for my mama though.
Oh, she was
and so thankful. One of my dearest friends, Jenny, was there and she just took it upon herself to record. She just pressed record. So luckily, even though the FaceTime was a huge fail, we were able to send it. But there was no, I mean, you would be so, you wouldn't believe how no plan was around. It was like the unshow. It was, I intentionally just want it to be so simple and sweet and just the two of us
and
any kind of kerfuffle made me just like anxious.
Well, that's true because, and we're going to get over this in 1 minute, but Serene and I, you don't know how hard we tried to be at this wedding.
It was like trying to be at a birth or something.
We guilted. We tried to guilt you. We tried to ask ourselves, invite ourselves. It was a no, no, no. And we're like, but Leslie, ain't we your best friends? Aren't we? She just wanted it, just her and Steve-O and just immediate family. And she couldn't even have her immediate family. So we sort of lived vicariously through the idea of it. Yeah. And no, there was no Serene and Pearl. None.
Pearl was the first one.
Pearl, imagine being the best to
announce my.
I bet you Pearl would have fantasy dreams about being the best lady. What do you call those?
Maid of honor. She wanted to be. She wanted to be Pearl Pops for Leslie Pops. She was the first to announce it over my mom, me. Anyway, it was all great. No, I loved it. No, it was perfect. Of course, you were the first. I had like 3,000.
She's still trying to fit the glass slipper like Cinderella.
Anyway, enough about that. It was a wonderful day. The rain came. We had to totally, you know, it was like a whole thing. We had to move from outside to inside and do all the things. And then we had a wonderful like 48-hour road trip through Georgia and did some amazing things and made some really good memories. And now here, and this is what I'm ready to just, this is what I'm excited for. The whole thing of the day just gave me the hives.
Look, she's got hives right now.
I've got the hives now.
Just talking about it, I can see it.
I'm so excited now to live life and do the life with him and the marriage and all the things, you know.
And the one
so
and the marriage.
End of this story. Thanks. Love you.
Wes, we love you too.
So good.
So let's talk, guys. We have, and listen, if you weren't here for our first episode with Dr. Z and Mama Z, should we just explain who they are?
And if you hear a squeak and a peep, Mum and Dad have their baby.
Yeah.
Ezekiel.
Yeah. Actually, you guys.
Baby Ezekiel.
Baby Z.
Yes. He's 11 months, right?
What's that?
11 months old.
Yeah, 11 months. 11 months.
And he's number five for you guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So many of you guys, I think we have crossbred audiences, don't we?
Yeah.
So many of our Trim Healthy Mamas know about you guys. You're the essential oils wellness people.
Mm-hmm. And they cut through all the CRAP. You know, there's so much false advertising, and it's so hard, I think, for anyone interested in essential oils. They feel like, I just don't know. It's all a very confusing genre.
Yeah, Serena and I were into essential oils, as most people who would like care about health are, right? We all dabble, and we didn't know what was what.
And we got confused, and there's the warring companies.
You go
to hell if you're part of one group, and you're saved if you go.
Until it says he's like at family holidays, you can't talk about politics, religion, or which essential oil brand do you use?
Yes. Until we got your first book.
Yep.
And Serena and I were like, hold on, this is it. Now we feel like a sigh of relief that we have just sound stuff here. You weren't even selling anything.
No.
There's nothing wrong with selling anything, because we sell stuff, but it's real life stuff. So, so you guys came on, and you, man, when you got on, we had such a response to that potty, because they're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm finally understanding this. And now you're back, and you
and
guys,
even now, people still will get an email. I just found you from the Trim Healthy Mama potty, and I'm like, what's that, 3 years ago?
Was it?
There's some people, I think, that they're just starting to get introduced to the potty, and they start back from the beginning.
Yeah.
And they start.
Yeah, we have binge
the
potty people.
And if you remember, we were talking, and the first conversation turned into a second conversation. That's we had to do two episodes. And that's pretty much why we did this last book. Yeah. I mean, the first book, it was just a spillover. Like, we couldn't fit everything in. Mm-hmm. And then it's just been one thing after another. It's just been a wonderful follow through and follow up to let people know, like, okay, we just talked about the basics. How do we go a little more advanced? Because that's really the question we get all the time is, okay, I understand the basics, but what about this? Mm-hmm. And what about this usually is a disease that people are like, look, I need help. Yeah. I need a protocol. I need something.
Mm-hmm. And especially in this, I hate this phrase because everyone uses unprecedented times. But hey, people are sick these days. And if they're not sick from some, you know, whatever you want to call it, little C or something. We don't say the word around here. We call it the C. But sometimes it's just sick from being inside and not being outdoors, or sick from the fear,
or sick from the stress
and you're not eating right. Or there's so many
or
reasons.
Or being removed from people that you love.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Right.
You know, so we've all gone through things. I think this book is so timely. It's your second book, The Essential Oils Apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Serena and I were going through this. We were like, this book needs to be in every household library, because it's just something that you can turn to.
It's got to sit next to the other one, just like Old and New Testament.
Yeah.
You know? I'm ready to put this one right next to the
it
Old
is,
Testament.
It is, though, not to be sacrilegious or something, but it is like the Bible of part of your health and wellness. I can't imagine anyone into health and wellness without having this right there on the shelf to be able to turn to from all the things that we face as families, you know, and that we go through.
From the very little,
the
scrapes and the cuts and, you know, a little minor headache, to chronic disease, cancer and diabetes and all kinds of stuff, you name it, they have recipes and information here for you that you can take this information and take it into your own hands and start taking control practically.
And so, you know, I was sharing my book club, and I'm obsessed with books, and they're my besties and stuff. And recently we had a podcast. I'm going to continue this, you know, Pearl's book club, but this is the next book in our book club, you know, The Essential Oils Apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the authors right here. And so now we want to pick you guys' brain, and we want to talk about why you've mentioned the things that you have in this book, and how they can help all our listeners right now who would just want to sponge this up.
Well, I think it's important to share that we wrote this book in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that was birthed from that experience. And this was in 2020, forced quarantine, and what that looked like for everybody. This was when everything was locked down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say the little C, it dawned on me, and this was something that was birthed in prayer, was why were we and why are we in the situation that we're in? And when you look at the little C, you're looking at comorbidities. You're looking
at
looking at diabetes, obesity. You're looking at pre-existing conditions. I've been preaching pre-existing conditions for 15, 16 years. And now it's common language. People are talking about it. So that was the kickstart to the whole entire discussion we were talking before we started airing about this whole concept of forest bathing. And this whole thing was catapulted. Like, I was praying, God, why are we in the situation that we're in? And the reason why the world has fallen to its knees is because the world was sick. The world was sick. How many people have fatty liver disease? By the way, if you're listening right now, if you're an adult, 30% of you have fatty liver. Most of you have never even heard of it, right? How many people are obese?
Well, probably less of the trim healthy mamas.
Exactly. Thank you. But in general, like statistically speaking, you start looking at how many people are sick, chronically sick. And once you start down the chronic disease train, typically diabetes leads to obesity, inflammation leads to cancer, you know, anxiety and stress leads to depression and substance abuse. It's like once you start on that train, you're never getting off.
And so the little mouse, the little C jumped on the train and the train went off the track. So, but we have to think about all the other stuff we've been piling on the train before this, that our immune system is down. We can't handle the little mouse.
I love what you said about comorbidities, because that's what's affecting people.
That's
it. And that's it. And that's what your book deals with too.
Yeah, we are hitting this thing and we're like, look, you don't have to suffer with chronic conditions and disease anymore. By the way, by definition, all these diseases, even cancer, they're environmental in nature. They're highly preventable and treatable. Just because you might have been diagnosed, remember going back to your book club episode, overdiagnoses, right? Just because you're put on a label that you have heart disease or you have what, going back to Alzheimer's, I hope we get a chance to talk about Alzheimer's a little bit.
I just read how you're talking.
Oh boy, that almost got me in trouble, by the way, with my publisher.
How the immune system,
there's controversy with Alzheimer's.
The over sanitized. I read that paragraph, how you said the over sanitizing, it just totally affects the immune system in a way that causes higher rates of Alzheimer's. That just went bing in my mind. I'm like, I'm going to have to ask them about that.
Hey, but can we, since we're talking about bringing the outdoors in almost, can we talk about this foresting?
This forest bathing. I just love
forest
the name.
Forest bathing. What is that name? What do you, when you say, because we're taught, your book mentions forest bathing. It's really the first time I've heard of, grounding. What
it's
is forest bathing?
An ancient Japanese thing, I think.
Shinrin yoku, which literally means submersing yourself outside in nature.
Yes.
So you all do it.
Yeah.
Living here, you don't even practice it on
purpose. We do practice. We called it, it's good for us, right? But I didn't know there was a good name. I love this forest.
We just called it hanging outside.
Yeah, it's just you're breathing. So when you're outside in nature, and this is how God designed us, and this is the beauty of the wisdom of God. And the reason why this is so important is because, again, in the context of writing this in quarantine, before that, we spent roughly 93% of our life indoors, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, right? So think about that. Since little C, we're upwards to 99%+ of all of our time indoors globally, right? We have friends that live in the Philippines that literally can't leave their home as we speak right now. So what does that mean? Like, it takes us out of the context that God designed us to thrive in. And so what the Japanese have done, they've actually made it an actual part of their healthcare. There are dozens of forest bathing centers. Hey, by the way, maybe a tip, look up forest bathing online on Dr. Jin Lee. That might be part of your upcoming book club. You'll love it. It's fascinating. The research that they've done, the Dr. Lee especially, unbelievable. They've shown that when you spend up to just 2 hours outside, just... And again, forest bathing, relaxing, just being, breathing, touching the stream, listening to the leaves whistle in the wind. It's just, you have no purpose. You're not hiking. You're not exercising.
Can you hike if you love it,
though? If you want. Yeah. But it
would be more the trudging like my husband does. You know, it's like you're not really getting your heart right up. It's just like
you don't want to do like the ultra mutter.
You want to smell the roses, right?
Yes,
right.
Thank you. You want to be outside.
Be in your herb garden and take all those essential oils.
Right.
And by the way, okay, I live in New York City. What do? Central Park. All right. So it has to be just in an environment with outside trees, as much aromatic compounds. So here's the thing, going back to why we're talking about this in the book.
I hold
the book like the listeners can see, right? I love it. So essential oils are volatile organic compounds. Volatile meaning they readily evaporate at room temperature. Organic meaning they're carbon-based. Compounds meaning there's a lot of chemicals in one, right? So there's hundreds of different chemicals in these essential oils. So when you're...
I heard 300 to one drop. Like up to 300. Yeah. Wow.
Limonene. pinene, camphor, eugenol, all these chemicals that, by the way, drugs are based off of. That's a whole nother, right. Hey, where do you think
it's
your drugs came from?
It's just trying to mimic what God's already exactly. made.
So when you're outside, you're inhaling those VOCs. Mm-hmm. You're inhaling the essential oil, cypress, pine,
you can
whatever
even
it might
smell
be.
The dirt, smell the right? grass, can't you? I love it.
Isn't it great? Like yeah. people don't realize when they cut their grass, they're smelling the essential oil of the freshly mown grass. So you're outside, but not only are you breathing that in, but here's where God, this is the beauty of everything. You start to be visually stimulated mm-hmm. by the sacred geometry out in nature. Mm-hmm. You start to hear. Now,
don't get John started on sacred geometry.
Seriously, John knows. And so the thing that we did, and this is, again, my study in forest bathing blew my mind. We don't recognize that the sounds of industry produce that sympathetic fight or flight. Even the hum, hum, hum of your refrigerator.
Oh.
Outside, the streams, the crickets, the trees, yes. the wind, the leaves, they produce rest, digest, healing state.
Okay. So I don't want the white noise of my fan when I'm getting a nap to sleep with. I want the birds and the rain. I'm just teasing.
You
it's
do.
All technology.
Yes,
I want the real
do,
thing.
But still, it's that concept. Like everything that we have outside is healing. So it's visual. It's auditory. Right. It's aromatic. So here's the thing, though. Going back to the research. Dr. Lee did some studies and he evaluated that people who spent just 2 hours outside,
right,
a single 2 hour forest bathing session, their natural killer cells drastically increased. Natural killer cells are those immune boosting cells Yum. That kill cancer.
The NK.
Yeah. Yes, natural yes. killer cells. So they found that the increase in natural killer cell production drastically increased. Mental health Huge. Was enhanced, stress, anxiety release. But here's the thing. It lasted for 30 days.
Wow.
Just a 1 hour hangout outside. Wow. Just one session for 2 hours hanging outside. Mm-hmm. And so why is that even important? Why do we talk about that in the introduction of our book? Well, if you can't be outside all the time, like most people can't,
yeah.
bring outside in.
Well, the essential oils, right? The VOCs. Wow, that's so
just think about what your house looks like. What are you looking at? Imagine you start getting paintings or pictures of nature. You start focusing on sounds of nature, right? Maybe have some plants inside. Everyone can have a windowsill, like a little herb garden in your, even if you live in an apartment. So you're smelling nature, you're seeing nature, you're touching nature inside. That's healing. Yes. And so that's really...
Oh, Japanese do that too with their little trees.
Yeah,
their little
trees.
Right? Yeah. So when if we... John the reality is we're not victims of our circumstances. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing that we really drew into was regardless of what's happening around us, we have ultimate control and influence of our immediate environment.
Yeah, right. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So when you're putting maybe essential oils in a diffuser, we are... You know, smelling that, sensing that.
You're creating a forest-like
We are essentially, obviously not to the same extent, but we are doing the foresting, right? In a way, would you say that, Dr. Z? To an extent, we are doing it. Even-
oh, yeah. Well, let me be frank. Now, and this isn't boding to my industry, but they did a study. They evaluated diffusing the same essential oils that people were inhaling outside, cypress specifically and others, they found that the therapeutic efficacy of being outside was greater than inhaling the essential oil. So what's that saying? Being out in nature is better.
Right.
But guess what? Essential oils are the next best thing.
Right. Yeah, because they did increase.
Yeah.
Still so interesting.
Isn't that cool?
It's like learned arts that we forget. You know how instinctually there's things in children and as you just grow up, like laughter and, you know, my little three-year-old, it's almost like manic laughter. You know, she just wants to laugh at everything. It's like, stop laughing. No. But she can't handle being inside. It's like, outside, outside. It was her first word was like outside. You know, children just love being outside. But I think we forget as adults just that draw, you know. And
but the more you do it, the more you get the draw. I think you can almost... you know, the less you do it, there starts to be this cutoff where you're insensitive. You're not sensitive to the draw anymore. But then once you experience it, you open your receptors and once again, they crave it. Well, for me, that happened. Since I've had my back backyard porch. I used to spend all day inside, remember, Serena, mm-hmm. my other home, and now we've got this back porch.
Especially because she's afraid of the sun because she was fair and freckly but, and she's like,
well,
the sun
but this sun comes on. The only thing about it is I don't get, you know, the mosquitoes. But man, since I've spent time outside there, my health has gone up and it draws, it pulls me.
You don't realize what you're missing.
Yeah.
You don't realize, and there's negative ions. And you know, there's a word, I can't pronounce it if I had to, it's Japanese, but there's a word that describes the type of light that shines through the leaves of the trees. Mm. That just took me 10 words just to describe. There's one Japanese word. Wow. That's forest bathing. It's that. Getting back, it's enjoying. And you know, I had a really, really, really stressful moment a few days ago. And you know what I did? I went outside and I just went outside, took a breath of fresh air and listened to the birds and just was. Right? I just relaxed for just a second.
I love that. And to me as a believer, it's not like I'm becoming this like one with nature, worshiping nature. No, it's a draw. You know how it says in the Bible that nature declares his handiwork? Amen. It just, it makes me want to worship him. Yeah. It's amazing.
Be still and know that I'm the Lord. Yeah. Like, why did Jesus have to go retreat up the mountain so many times? There's a reason for that, right?
I love what you said in here too. You went through all these things that we need to remove from our lives to stop the risk of these comorbidities, the risk of these chronic diseases. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, I'm sure if you read it, you'll go through it. But the one that caught my brain in this fast-paced world was the rest. The rest, are we taking at least one day to rest? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big spiritual, biblical foundation or point. A lot of us these days, we're just like, oh, well, you know, it's not for us now, but it is. It was that.
What's your day rest look like, Mama concept? Z? Because Mama Z is like a cheetah. She'll go like 80 miles per hour until she's done, and then she sleeps, and then she's back up 80 miles per hour.
And I do, and like sometimes, and I don't require a lot of sleep normally. But if I have like super sound sleep, like 4 hours, that's like really what I need. And it's so funny. But like if he wakes up, then I probably need like maybe an hour or another, you know, but like I don't require
a little baby.
As
She's
much.
Talking about a little baby.
But it's so funny, you know, because he's, you know, still on demand all the time, you know, whatever he needs. And he's such
a
good
baby.
Speak
right into that thing because we're going to only pick you up there. Yeah.
And but. You know, when we gather and do things with our friends or we have a birthday or all of that stuff, sometimes it takes going 90 miles an hour and then you kind of go. And then when your body needs sleep, you shut the systems down and you pick them back up and keep going.
Well, I can tell she goes 90 miles an hour. I've never received anything with my name like logoed and embroidered on. And she arrives. She's got this gift giving.
It's amazing.
Love language. Last time they came, she brought gifts and, I mean, she one-upped herself this time. We've got these bags filled with these beautiful essential oils.
Yeah, but our name is embroidered on the bag, Serene.
And I'm not even allowed to open it, Pearl C, because I'm crinkling the bags. But
I just put this beautiful essential oil blend.
Was it happy and focused? Because I put that on. I'm smarter.
It was for my shoulders. It said for any fibromyalgia pain. Well, I was just in an executive meeting. John was in there. And we were talking delays in shipping. We were talking problems. We were talking everything that is most companies are facing right now. It's rough. And my shoulders are so tight. So I just straight away, I just put this from Mama Z on my shoulders and I'm already relaxing.
Look, everything we're talking about.
She said she prayed over them.
And every gift that's in our beautiful name embossed bags, you will find these recipes in this book, correct? Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I just picked up Easy Breathing Body Cream. I'm in the forest. I'm in.
What does it have in there?
I'm in forest bathing with this thing and my lungs are opening up. It's incredible. Easy Breathing Body Cream.
You have it at our fingertips and that's all we're trying to share. Right.
Would you rub this on your chest, on your lungs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Some people that have had the C have had issues with their chest and breathing. And that was one of the things that our teachers at school had said. I got stopped 3 times last week because people had either made it or got that as a gift. And they said it was a lifeline.
And I want to say this about
good,
the, about
I've got
the
a real
safety,
good question after
the safety
this.
Of this book, because it's not just, you know, Daddy Z, Dr. Z, it's Mama Z too. And she is a nursing mother. She is a mom. And so there are the recipes she has in here, you know, they will be safe and she'll have it outlined, you know, whether you can or can't, I'm sure, with breastfeeding.
This stuff
and,
is incredible.
And I love that because sometimes you get books from some doctor with a white coat. He's never raised a family. you know, right. And you're like, well, is this safe?
I hate other when they tell how a mother how to eat and I've never been pregnant.
Yeah.
Right. We get it. I got the easy job. So I'm a researcher. I'm a public health researcher, formerly trained in that arena. And a lot of these, like the fibro blend, literally coming from the research, researchers evaluated, hey, you take this ratio together, you put a carrier oil, it has this effect. And they found it had a profound effect on people with fibromyalgia. I'm like, Sabrina, let's figure out what we can do with this. Yeah. And then Mama Z goes to her Betty Crocker kitchen area. And she creates these cool little salves and things from the ratios. And it's been a blessing because, quite frankly, I couldn't do it on my own.
No, it's real life. And I tell you what, this is a recipe book.
Right.
It's so easy. Information book, but it's a recipe book. And that's, I think, why Serena and I love it so much, because we like recipes, but they're easy and they're doable and it's not too overwhelming for the everyday mama. Now, I want to talk to you. I had three things to say before Serena buttered in. Okay, one was, you know how people get the C right and then they lose their sense of smell?
Yeah.
And they don't get it back properly. They have struggled with getting their full sense of smell. Have you guys dealt with that with any of your combinations and things? And what would you say to someone listening right now who's still struggling with that?
Well, I think it's really important to make sure that you're not, like, let's look at all the pain points or when you went through that. What were some of the things that you had, because everybody, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And so making sure that you heal all of those areas. I actually had that same issue. And then I started really working on opening up those airways and doing the detox baths and the red light therapy and the vibrational therapy and those things to help clear out the lymph system. And then wouldn't you know, I went into our dining room and I hadn't smelled eucalyptus in months.
Right.
And I could smell it.
Yeah. Okay. So breaking it down for like some mama, she's a new peep in the room, you know, she's just like red light therapy, detox.
Yes.
Can you explain simple approaches for?
Sure. So, you know, a detox bath is one of the best and fastest, easiest things. And mostly you will have those kind of products in your house.
You've got one in your recipe book, right?
What's a recipe?
We do. It's one cup of your Epsom salts. And then you've got a fourth of a cup of Bragg apple cider vinegar. We have the restful version in there, but the regular just detox bath is going to be 1 to 2 drops of lemon essential oil and 6 to 8 drops of lavender essential oil. And then you want to soak in for 30 to 45 minutes in as hot of the water as you can stand. Now for kids, you half that in a full bath. And then for babies, then you would quarter that.
The recipe.
Yes. And then it's amazing. It's not something you want to do if you're going to, you know, go for a 5-mile hike. It's something you want to do before bed.
Yeah.
You know, when the kids have even just a little something going on with sinuses or anything, we immediately
detox for it.
They ask.
They're so cute.
I think I need to go to the tub.
Seriously, they love it.
And like my son, he broke his collarbone and he's like, I need to go in the tub.
Oh.
And it was, you know,
but their body's going to respond to that when they understand this is a healing tub for me. And
right.
This is a
forest bathing tub.
Yeah, this is, and of course those things are healing, but it's the knowledge that they're healing too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and it's mind and body working together, I think.
You asked about something I think is important. If you can't smell, you still use essential oils, right?
Yeah.
And you won't get the emotional benefit because
that's olfactory.
Yes, but you'll get the physiological benefit. Mm-hmm. That's proven. So, meaning when you follow the recipes, we have capsule recipes, so you can ingest them properly. We have topical, so you can apply them on your body. When you do, the essential oils penetrate into your bloodstream, into your cells. So you get the physiological benefit, like the dopamine release. You'll get the GABA release for helping with anxiety and stress and depression. But it won't make you, oh, it reminds me of, you know, hand in hand walking with my boyfriend down a lover's lane of roses.
Yeah.
But because that's what smell does. Smell stimulates memory.
It does.
I love that there's one song, you know, the song Remembers When by who was it?
Trisha Yearwood.
Well, there's this thing in my brain, the smell remembers when. Smells take me back, especially around Christmas time, you know?
Yes. Oh, smell's huge. I was going to say though.
But I do.
I wanted to say about the smell. I do believe that you can. I've heard some people say, well, I never got my smell back. I believe that you will get your smell Amen. Back.
Absolutely.
And I believe you've got to start talking yep. it to and yeah. training your nose.
Stimulating.
Keep trying every day. Keep trying that sniff. And even if you smell a tiny little bit.
Even imagining the smell.
Yes. Claim it. Yes. Oh, I smelled a little more yes. today. Because when I had the C, you know, it's weird when you smell nothing, right? And you put it right up to your nose and like, where is it?
This like
is
tea tree oil, stuffing it up there.
It's like there is nothing. And, you know, and I thought, oh, man, I heard about people on the hilltop and they didn't get back 3 months. And I said, oh, I'm going to get my smell back in a week. Well, you know, it was okay if I did it. But guess what? I did because I just fully believed it and I kept trying and
Well, it's mind over matter in a lot of healing.
I just believe if you don't have your smell back now, incorporate essential oils and just start believing and taking every little victory that you got.
And imagining the smell. I think that's huge.
And we know that God will perfect that which concerns us. Yeah. And so, you know, I found I was attracted to more potent essential oils because that's what I could smell at the time.
Yeah.
So that's why the easy breathing one was also really good. Not just for the breathing factor and that I like to rub it, you know, on my chest before I work out, but because it was things I could smell.
Yes.
You know, it's important to stay away from those synthetic fragrances, especially and the chemical cleaners.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, because, you know, when I had the C and I lost my sense of smell, I'll remember the first thing that I really mourned was that whole baby in my arms not being able to smell baby.
Oh,
you know.
He's like, I love the smell of a breast milk baby.
He was probably a newborn at the time,
I couldn't smell. You know, there's nothing like a newborn smell, baby. Like, we need to create an essential oil out of that.
Oh, I know. The pheromones coming from that. Oh, my goodness.
So I remember mourning, but the thing is that you could stimulate those receptors. But the thing is, you don't want to desensitize. You don't want to produce a noxious or a toxic reaction by smelling those toxic chemicals through your cleaners or body care. Yeah. That's what's really important. Because going back to what you mentioned with Alzheimer's, that causes neurological inflammation. That not only for allergies and ADHD, autism, but Alzheimer's, dementia, autoimmune conditions, cancer. For me, public enemy number one right now is synthetic fragrance because it's in everything.
It's true. And so it's the pathways, right? And I love what you guys do and you guys are big on it. You know, I see because I follow you guys on Facebook and stuff and I always see, you know, you go through, I don't know what you call it, D something your home. You what, D?
Oh, yes. We want to detox our home in all the areas that we use, like the kitchen and the pantry and the bathroom and also in our garden spaces and in the laundry room.
Yeah. And you guys are really pros at that. I've noticed that and I love it because those things are all use the chemical fragrances, most of them,
right?
You know, apart from if you're getting really healthy versions. And I think it's really, you know, you wonder why diseases are skyrocketing and stuff. And it's a huge part of it.
What about the metabolic burden to all the mamas out there who are trying to lose weight?
Yeah.
You know what we found? And we're so blessed to have the audience that we do. We have a lot of people reading our books. And some people just say, hey, I tried this. I had no idea that next thing you know, I started detoxing my cleaning products and body care products. I just started losing weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, does that make sense? Or like, is that normal?
Yeah, because it cleans up the liver, right?
Exactly.
Right. And then think about our kids and all of the over-sanitization and our animals even, you know, that are touching all of those areas. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's important to really recognize that everything we do comes with a cost. And so when you can use these plant-based extracts to be able to do the same thing, you know, it started out at the kids' school, you know, like our kids have allergies to certain things like that. And I remember going, you know, into just the shopping place and my hands broke out from what they put on it. And I asked for like a dirty cart because I said, you know, can I have a dirty cart? And they were like, ma'am, I put floor surfactant all over it. And I was like, I decided I'll just bring a microfiber towel and like touch that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm just bringing my own bag, you know, we'll just stuff it in here. And because of all that stuff. So we started making our own things for the kids at school, but then other kids started using those. So then the headmaster at their school was like, Can you make me some of like the healthy hand sanitizer and then like the soap that you make? And so now I make them for all the classrooms and I
That's
just say,
amazing.
Throw the bottle in the bag, you know, when it's empty and we'll just make some more, you know? Yeah. And I think it just helps, you know, if you make those little changes, it's all that low hanging fruit, the things that you use all the time, whether it's your dish soap or your hand soap or the hand sanitizer and making those
dish
small changes.
Dish soap, I think, is a huge one.
Yes.
Yep. It's just in that bright blue, you know, not mentioning any names, but the knockoffs are all
lingerie,
bright blue
or bright green.
Right. Yeah. And what are you wearing on your, what's encapsulating your skin all day
long?
Yeah.
People put those dryer things and they're,
dryer
stink.
Sheets, number one.
Well, people don't realize when you wash your clothes shouldn't have a strong scent of any sort.
Yeah.
What they do is they put chemical surfactants to encapsulate the fragrance so it lasts for days.
Yeah.
And people don't think about that until next thing you know, their children might have eczema or they have rashes on their skin. They're like, oh, it's because of what's on my skin.
And then those things that you hang in your car, those little Christmas tree scents.
I used to love those. You know what? I had an Uber ride. It was actually the last time we were in Nashville. I had to put my head out the window.
Yeah.
It was that horrible. Hey, you know what? If you know what a litmus test is for people, I think people need to realize, well, am I in a good place or maybe is there some work I need to do? If you could go to a big box store and walk down the cleaning aisle and not get sick, not have a headache, not feel. That's a red flag. That's synonymous to putting your hand in fire and not feeling pain.
Yes.
What you've done is you've desensitized your olfactory nerves. And that's dangerous because people, I was around a poor guy, I won't mention his name, but a friend of ours met her husband for the first time. This guy had to have at least 10 sprays of God knows what cologne. I could barely even like talk to the guy. It was like, I was choking, but I remember being that guy. Yeah. I remember loving that smell.
Yeah. It's like Danny when he comes here, he's like, you know, my body's so clean now. It's like people say it's terrible, you know, when they eat sugar. And I'm not one that I can have a little, if I eat too much sugar, I will feel the sickness, you know.
Yeah.
But Danny's like, you know, I can't eat a Pop-Tart because my body will tell me I can't. But he's I used to eat them all day long and not feel a thing, but I was desensitized, you know. So there's that. But, you know, that's why this whole thing, that's why we did this whole natural makeup line and
I'm so glad you did that, by the way.
Like, you know, you think, well, that's got nothing to do with weight loss. Yes, it does.
Oh,
absolutely.
Like you said, it's what you're putting in your liver. It's what you're toxifying.
It's a metabolic burden.
Yes.
Your body doesn't know, really, at the core of what our immune system does. Our body really doesn't care if it's a virus, a fungi, or if it's a phthalate or a paraben or a synthetic fragrance. It's like on high alert. And you only have so much energy in your body, ATP.
Yeah.
You only have so much energy in your body to metabolize and process that stuff. And what people don't realize, if you're constantly inundating yourself with chemicals, that compromises not only your immune function, but your metabolic reserves. So instead of being able to properly digest and assimilate food, your body's like just keeping you alive.
Yeah.
It's crazy
when
you think
of it.
Smart
when he puts it like that.
Yeah. Right? You're just barely alive. And then it's like, oh, let me stop that. So, oh boy, I can already hear people like, where do I start?
Yeah.
You start with something easy. You start with something you could afford.
Yeah.
You make whatever, a hand sanitizer or a hand soap.
Yeah.
Start and get into the habit. And I know your listeners are, you know, these are DIYers to the core,
I know,
right?
But some of them are newbies. Like we have new people all the time. And at first it does feel overwhelming. But I don't think you have to go all perfect. I mean, we're not perfect and we can all handle a little bit of toxins, but it's a toxic load, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can all go on planes and trains and automobiles and live in this life. But when we're in our homes, we need to start there step by step.
Because then you go to the other, you can overcorrect and get to the place in your head where you want to live in a bubble, you know, and you're wearing gloves, you know, and so that's crazy. And then the stress of that makes you sicker. But yeah, there's that nice, beautiful, healthy, proactive road.
And I think that's what your books do. You know, they just say, hey, try this.
Yeah.
Try this.
Like
if you have that
said,
problem, just try this.
And like Pearl said, it is a recipe book as well as a wonderful book of knowledge. And I love that because I don't like getting a bunch of knowledge and then not knowing what to do with it.
Exactly.
It's frustrating.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Now, here's a big question, and I know you're not going to be able to answer it with brands. Last time you came, you know, but everyone's always like, well, Serene and Pearl, which brands of essential oils? But I liked how you mentioned it in this book.
All I know is they told us off the mic, and it just, all I know is that it was a lot more simple and it didn't have to be super expensive. Whatever they said really simplified it down.
But they also said in this book, you are going to pay for quality, and if it's so too inexpensive, you know that that's a red flag too. So how people are going to ask us when we're done with this party, but which brand of essential oils can we trust? Can you outline what to look for and what to not look for?
Well, currently you can't get a gallon of gas for 50 cents, right? Yeah. So if you go to a gas station and if you see someone selling gas for 50 cents, that's a red flag. That's not real gas.
Yes.
So you're not going to find a bottle of Rose for $5. Let's just put it out there. Yes. So there is an element where cost does make
a
difference.
That's why our Rose cream is so expensive.
Yes, but Rose is so precious. Yeah. I mean, it takes, 700,000 rose petals just to get an itty-bitty bottle of Rose?
Yeah,
right?
Now fountain cream is a lot.
So that's a big part of it. Another part of, we got a man on the loose here.
He's
crawling. Bye, baby. Gorgeous. So the other part is you want transparency. You want to see if the company on the website posts the what's known as a GCMS, the gas chromatography mass spectrometry report. It's essentially like the blood panel. So if you were to go to the Reddy lab next door to get a heart disease risk factor panel, you get your blood work done and they say, hey, here's your, you know, whatever it is, enzymes, and these are the kind of measures whether or not you're at risk of heart disease. You want the executive summary. It's not like you're a cardiologist. You're not going to need to know the details. Yeah. That's what this report is. It basically says it's pure or it's not. There's adulterants or they're not. Within normal limits, without. So most companies now, thankfully, because in this new state of transparency, companies will put the batch specific report out there. That's the other thing. But you know what? Most importantly, it has to work for you. Because ultimately, you might have the purest oil in the world and you might expose yourself to it. And just like a supplement or just like a food, and just might not work for you at this particular time. So we walk people through. That's called the organoleptic evaluation. How does your body perceive and experience the essential oil? Mm-hmm. And so, we cover that in the book. Like I forget 5 or 6 steps. Mm. But there's things you want to do to experience. So I would say get a bottle of lemon or lavender, a peppermint, and just see, put a drop in coconut oil and put it on your tongue. Like, does your tongue break out in hives? Like when you put essential oils on the back of your hand, like for a skin patch test, do you get a rash? Mm. You're looking for a benign or no reaction. You want a positive reaction, if anything. And then you just try and sample from there. But there are several good brands out there, some network marketing, others not. And ultimately, you can play and find one that works for you.
And for new peeps in the room, and I know it's a subject we discussed last time that you were here, but it was very informing to me that you, because there's a lot of companies that say neat, apply neat, and you said it's just wasting your money because you get evaporation into the air, and it's best to put less in a little oil and to almost go with the least you can get away with than the more, right? Because your body doesn't need the over.
And they are so potent, right?
Yeah, you need to dilute. You always need to dilute. Because again, going back to what they are, they're volatile. They readily evaporate. So if you just put 5 drops on your hand, they just evaporate out. So using a carrier oil protects the skin, opens up the pores, helps those oils get into your bloodstream, prevents excess evaporation, and it's just safe. It's safer.
Yeah. Can we talk about then, since you are the knowledgeable one on this, can we talk a little about hormesis and what that has to do with this essential oils? Because essentially, from what I understand, and I'm not an expert of it, there are things in essential oils and in the plants which actually are little stresses on our body, but in a way they're good stresses, right? Because they cause something called hormesis, which is our body feels that and then it has to do certain things that actually make us healthier, like turn on certain pathways like the SIRT1 or SIRT, pathways, which are actually longevity pathways. And essential oils are essentially longevity agents for our body. Can you talk about that? And that's what hormesis is in a way.
You know, I can't speak to essential oils in regards to hormesis, but I can because the literature really explains how they're known harmonizers because they're extracted from adaptogenic herbs and plants.
Right. Mm.
So what they do, in a similar sense, in a roundabout way answering the question, they produce homeostasis in the body. Mm-hmm. They're rich in antioxidants. They're anti-inflammatory. They stimulate the healing pathways in the body that just like plants, they ward off vectors, they produce healing. And so what they find is like, you don't necessarily take an essential oil to do something. For example, it's not like you're just going to take an essential oil to reduce blood pressure and then another one to raise blood sugar or whatever it might be. They find, research has shown, that they actually help your body balance things naturally. Mm-hmm. It's a concept known as vitalism. Mm-hmm. It's a different way of looking at it. And Ylang Ylang and Sandalwood are two research known harmonizers. So they'll actually do this. I don't want to get too deep, but they produce conflicting biochemical markers. So using Ylang Ylang can actually increase heart rate, but decrease blood pressure, which that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you increase one, the other one increases. Basically, it produces homeostasis in the body. And ultimately, we don't know the mechanism. And that's where being a Christian is kind of easy.
Yeah.
Really, it's like the design of God, because God knows. That's what I oftentimes say. Like, scientists can't explain why.
Yeah.
But we know that when we consume fruits and vegetables and herbs, mm. and we go back to the adaptogens that God gave us, the body responds so well to it. It just creates harmony. Mm-hmm. But to your point, I know that they're caustic at time. You know, they could produce some sort of irritation. Our goal is to reduce all that at all costs, but I can't speak to the homeostasis in specific. So.
Okay. Well, that was just something
that's
that
a good
I
question.
Read in
I got to look
readings.
Into it. I got homework.
Yeah.
Book number three.
Yes, I know. But what about to the longevity part of it then? I mean, you know, it's all about pathways and it's about ATP, like you said. And ATP is to do with the energy in our cells, right? Now, when that energy in our cells starts to run out or our cells go awry, that's when aging really kicks in a way that's not great aging. And we want fantastic aging. We want it every year as a gift, you know, and we want to do it well. And so how do you see essential oils playing into all that?
Well, how about we hear from Mrs. Georgia 2019?
Yeah, really?
Right?
That's
because
fantastic.
Helichrysum is known as immortelle, the herb of just beauty and the herb of graceful aging, I like to call it. Mm-hmm. So how have you used essential oils with your graceful aging protocol?
Yeah.
Great for skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely awesome. And of course, we make our skin healing serum, and we include lavender. And what people think, oh, well, yeah, that calms things down, but it also helps to open things up so that you're receiving some of those other amazing oils like helichrysum, like you mentioned, sandalwood, tea tree, using those together. Are really powerful, whether you have irritations to the skin or whether you're healing things. Mm-hmm. And so, again, some of those same oils that are good for one thing are good for other things. And I found that using, like, whether it was in my, shower gel or shampoo, and as we were talking about changing things out, you know, you're not going to be making products every single day. You're not going to be making shampoo every day. You know, it lasts for a while. And then you're making something else. So it's not like this unbearable thing to keep up with either. And so when you look at the things that you're using every day and you start with some of the pain points that you have, whether it's, you just want to have vibrant skin or you have this kind of irritation, what's keeping you away from having that graceful aging?
Mm-hmm.
And is it the pain parts? Mm-hmm. Is it hard to work out? Is it, because sometimes, people are like, every time I start, I'm sore. But then, once you kind of make it past that threshold, and using essential oils can help do that. Whether it's, I'm one of those, I wake up really early in the morning, I feed the baby, and then I go work out at 5:00. So, we have our get up and go inhaler in there. And even some of those oils are amazing. You know, as you get older, your hair thins a little bit more as your hormones are changing. And, utilizing, peppermint and rosemary, tea tree and lavender in your hair with just simple products can also help the vibrancy of your hair because as we get older, our hormones are changing. And so making sure we see what is it that our body is going through, because we're all so different, and then addressing those things to help our bodies age gracefully.
Right. And also with the aging, I think it's like keeping the cells functioning optimally, like having the cell functioning in just in its optimal way. And I feel like essential oils Well, they keep that homeostasis of the body. So they keep the homeostasis of the cell, wouldn't they?
Well, telomere length. They've actually been shown to increase telomere length.
Do you know which one specifically?
You know, there are a variety. And again, all this is so experimental.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because the reality is we don't have deep pockets like Big Pharma and that we can't do tons of research in our space, right? In your space and what we do. So we have very, very good, solid preliminary research on a lot of this stuff. But we do know that, like, for example, fennel is something that's interesting, and rosemary, that are wonderfully healing, great for memory and cognitive function.
And great for nursing.
Yes, thank you.
You told me about putting it in a little roll-on, using it like around the armpit area. Near the
basil
memory
and
glands.
Fennel.
And I tell you what, I started producing so much milk overnight, I almost got mastitis. It was such a strong reaction. Like, it was like, whoa, my body just produced.
And you know what that helps protect against? It helps protect fennel specifically against EMF-caused reproductive organ damage.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. So people, they've done studies in rats to determine electromagnetic frequency damage to reproductive organs, and then applying fennel.
I need to apply fennel on my husband's heart the whole time he wears his phone. And I'm like, honey, don't wear your phone in your pocket.
Right near his heart.
Right near his heart. And he's actually had, you know, he's 65. He has had high blood pressure in his life and some heart things, even when he was a younger man. And I should just go get some fennel in a carrier and rub it right there.
Would that help?
Well, this is very interesting.
It can help with gut
health. I'm wondering if you could rub it near your ovaries. Because I tell you what, just having gone through a few miscarriages now that I'm, you know, in my mid-40s, and I've started reading this book. One's book is called It's All About the Egg, and it talks about how it's not that we're getting infertile as we age. It's just that the energy of the cell, the mitochondria of the egg, that the powerhouse is not functioning as optimally. It's not that you're becoming, you know, necessarily infertile. It's just you didn't need to get the energy back going. Is one of the reasons. And so I'm wondering if, rubbing the fennel, because even younger people are starting to have a harder time getting pregnant, but they're wearing their cell phones in their pockets, you know, right next to the whole
You're sleeping next
area.
To your Wi-Fi router, right? Just think about, we don't even realize what we're doing. And that's a concern. That's a concern. In the context of, you know what, there's more than what we could do. There's more things that we can do to protect. And oftentimes we just need to fight against that free radical damage. And people don't realize EMFs do cause free radical damage. And that's not even, we're not even discussing cancer or the other research. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff we could do, folks.
And there's a lot of things we have control over. And taking...
Yeah, because we have no control. We live in 2021.
Yes,
right.
So, exactly.
So let's not pretend we don't. So
correct. Yeah. But like the things that we do have control over... You know, like where we carry our phone, like, you know, what products we use, that same Wi-Fi router, whether you put your phone even on airplane mode at night, you know, all those things, because we're living under webs and webs and webs of Wi-Fi everywhere we go. So making sure that we take control over what we have control over, which is what we feed our family, what we put on our bodies, and the surroundings that we have, you know, and also our environment. You know, what do we do at our house? Do we have a diffuser going? Does it, you know, you can set the mood for the day.
I heard that even salt lamps help eat up bad from electromagnetic radio, whatever the word is.
EMFs?
EMFs. They help eat it up in your room.
Really?
So, you know, you could have like...
You know, it does help with dust.
Yeah.
It does help really with dust.
But it doesn't get rid of the dust you already have. No, so don't go out and get a salt lamp. My sister did that.
My house isn't clean.
But if you clean the space, it keeps it, the dust, cleaner for longer.
You know, I love the thought now since reading this book and stuff, I'm going to start just having this overarching idea in my head of you know, I'm going to forest outside, of course, because that's what I love to do. But winter's coming, you see, and it's harder. I'm just going to be more creating my house a foresting home.
Oh, I love it.
You know, I'm going to think about, I've never been able to keep a plant alive, but why can't I be that girl who can keep a plant alive in my house?
Don't make that confession.
Dang. That's what I'm saying.
Don't, because
I'm not going to go around saying I kill all the plants.
Okay,
what if I could keep a plant
you
alive?
You can't grow pineapple in Georgia. I have like 9 or 10 pineapples going
there
right now.
There you go. John has even grown a baobab tree.
I've got pineapple going.
Yeah.
I've got a massive one on my front porch. It's 5 years in a pot. It's probably
I love
that. 4.5 feet tall.
Have you harvested the fruit? It's the best pineapple ever.
Yeah, I've heard, because I literally took it from a store bought.
Yeah, us too. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Us too.
Just
it took
to do
4 years for my first one, and then
this is its fifth season outside. So wow. I'm expecting
that's
something.
That's fascinating.
But I love how you said to Pearl, don't confess that. Amen. You can't keep a plant alive.
And then you will have the fruit of your lips,
right? Yeah. And I'm not going to confess. All these EMFs are killing me either. So what I do is the best of both worlds. I'd be proactive, like your book and all these recipes. You know, I do what I can, what I can control. And when I can't control and I have to stick the stupid phone to my ear because they're saying, I can't hear you. You have it on speakerphone or something, you know? Yeah. So I put it to my head and I tell myself, this is probably some kind of super energy, something, some kind of super food that I need, you know? Oh, the baby.
You knocked his noggin.
Oh, Leslie, did you pinch the baby?
He's so sweet.
Did you pinch the baby? You did so good. But, you know, the fact is, you know, after you came here, and I'm sure it is the same way with people that read our books, you know, I diffused.
Yeah.
And I was a big essential oil woman. I was that way for almost a year and I was doing great. And then little by little, life crept in and I forgot. You know, I ran out of my essential oils and I never made the purchase again. But now I'm all hyped up. What if I could practice my comeback?
And
you know, you get better every time and you gain more knowledge.
You can do all things through
Christ. And I'm going
to
be foresting again in my house and I'm going to be diffusing and I'm going to, especially this winter.
Hey, with fall coming up, make sure you have clove.
Clove. Okay.
Clove. Everyone needs clove.
Yes.
Going back to your telomere question.
And it's clove safe for pregnant? Well, to breathe it if you like if people were pregnant and inhaling? Because we got a lot of women in that. Also.
Clove essential oil has more antioxidant capacity than anything that you could buy in the world.
So I should have that diffusing is what you're saying.
Oh, but
well,
what we
and
do.
It's safe? Did you say
I boom, actually boom. Have. Yes, our, it is.
Yes.
But in your bags, have... our immune boosting blend. So by science, ooh. You know, the essential oils that help kill virus, bacteria, fungi, all that stuff. So it's equal parts of cinnamon, clove, eucalyptus, lemon, orange, and rosemary.
Oh. And we've got that in our bags.
And you know what? Research,
that's a pretty good forest
research
right there.
Has shown that blend literally kills the flu virus.
Yeah. Yay.
So you just think about what happens.
So
here,
you have one
right?
in all
you
of your bags.
You think about what you can do with
that. So do you diffuse it or rub it?
Oh, there's a diffuser in there. So that all you have to do is just open it up.
Can we kind of step on so the, beautiful. You know, can we kind of step in your food world for a minute?
Yeah, you can. Because but you keep you saying telomeres so and we have to say for some people that don't know what telomeres are, they're like the ends of your laces of your shoes right there, your length of your cells. Can
the
you
longer,
explain that, doctor?
The longer you live, right?
Yes, your DNA. It's a determining factor in how long someone will live. Mm-hmm. And so the shorter the telomere length, and that will decrease as people get older, then what you could do is there are certain things you could do to stop that progression. Like this, when God, I believe, you know, after Noah, God said man's life, women's life should be 120 years,
yes,
right? I believe that. I believe that we could live well into our hundreds, healthy.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Oh,
we all
I'm
going to
be 120 and not stopping before then.
But how do we do it? Being proactive and having the faith. What?
Oh, I love it. Just the word proactive just brought to back this revelation that Pearl and I are having right now, how we get promises, like this promise that they can live to 120. Promises don't just be like, okay, well, you know, the children of Israel will promise the promised land. Did they just wait for it to just to be led in, you know, like, oh, la-di-da, let's all hold hands and walk in. They had to fight.
Yep.
They had to battle. They had to contend for the promise.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to get into bioidentical hormones now that I'm, you know, past post-menopause. Now, it's all whoever, whatever your choice wants to be. But my point is, sometimes contending for things, sometimes like saying, oh, just because, you know, coffee was originally just a little red berry, we should just leave it that way. Or just leave grapes to be grapes, never make wine, you know, and let's not ferment and make goat's cheese or anything, because unless we just go and squeeze the udder into our mouth, you know. So to contend, to actually go beyond and be creative and make something. And I love that.
Well, that's what essential oils are, right?
Yep.
We could say, no, keep it as a leaf.
Good
Don't
point.
Don't get the oil out.
See?
So to live to 120, we have to contend for the promise, which means we get creative.
Yeah.
We do things like indoor foresting.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Work out our salvation with fear and trembling and be constantly looking and finding and seeking. I got to say, now is the time. Maybe never in the history of the world have we been in a situation like we are now. Mm-hmm. We need to be divinely inspired to thrive.
Yeah.
And I'll say, everyone listening right now, if you found yourself in survival mode, I get there. I've been there too. But you could flip the switch on the story and you could start to thrive,
yes,
regardless of what's happening around you.
Yes.
Within the matter of the last month, we've heard of three of our close friends announcing divorces. Yeah. We've heard of friends of family passing away. We've heard of just devastation with business, and we've heard of just things. This is arguably one of the most stressful seasons that anyone living has ever gone through. Mm-hmm. But we have tools at our disposal to thrive,
yes,
right?
And we were chosen to live in this,
yes,
time for such a time,
exactly,
as this.
So what can we do? Mm-hmm. And you know, one study I quote in the book talks about hopelessness and helplessness. Mm-hmm. How many people right now feel helpless or hopeless, right? Everything's out of their control. Overwhelmed. We talked a little bit about PTSD, just mm-hmm. the labels, the diagnoses, mm-hmm. just not feeling well. You know, there's one study, blows my mind, took two groups of people, roughly 40, 45 people, in one group, and they put them in a sterile clinical setting. They gave them a piece of paper and pencil, and they said, solve an unsolvable problem, essentially solve racism. It was, they were in a group to solve social discrimination. The purpose was to elicit hopelessness and helplessness, frustration, stress. The other group, same exact task. You can't solve racism in a group with 40 other people, but they had aromatherapy, and they wanted to see how it affected people's ability to experience that, you know, frustration. And they diffused limonene and vanillin, essentially orange and vanilla.
Yes.
Your recipe in the first book.
Yes.
Guess what?
Oh my goodness.
First of all, every one of the people reported enjoying the smell. So that's typically a ubiquitously accepted enjoyed smell.
Okay.
But to the level, and this is the key, to the level that they enjoyed the smell, they received less stress, less anxiety, less hopelessness, less helplessness. The other group, it was miserable. It was this horrible clinical setting. Yeah. And bless your heart for those people volunteering for a $50 Subway card to be a clinical subject. These other people, they all said, you know what? Yeah, it wasn't fun, but it wasn't that bad. Yeah. So why am I saying this? How do we be proactive, Serene? How do we be proactive, John? How do we be proactive? Baby, I'm looking at him. Oh, He's just like, I know. Leslie, how do we be proactive? Like maybe right now, just start to diffuse things, start to make some body care, start to add some essential oils, start to exercise, follow the wonderful recipes, knowing that you're going to be in a better situation to overcome hopelessness and helplessness.
And exercise increases your telomeres.
Yes, everything.
But like wonderful Mama Z said, she doesn't just exercise. She sniffs up a bunch of energy increasing smells.
Spearmint and orange.
And that helps her exercise at 5. Who wants to exercise at 5? But obviously her smells are making her do it.
She does.
We're over an hour in. So, I mean, yeah. Wow.
You know, I've been enjoying this potty more than any potty, but every 2 seconds I crack open
because
this
you're smelling.
Easy breathing and give it a
because
big
because you're smelling the oils.
But you know what? First of all, where can people get your book, The Essential Oils Apothecary?
Everywhere books are sold.
Okay, everywhere books are
everywhere.
Sold.
But
about
we have
website?
A gift. We do have a gift though. Yeah. Mama Z and I recorded about 6 hours worth of videos, how to make recipes, even our libido. We didn't even talk about
visual
love.
Learners. Yes. Love.
I mean, our libido boosting blend, our heart disease blend. Like we cover chronic disease. And so you go to eoapothecary.com and download recipe cards and PDFs and all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, nice.
That
great.
Is
so
such
hold on.
A gift.
But your website itself.
Not only have they gifted us, they've gifted you.
No, but I want to know your website itself is not EO.
NaturalLivingFamily.com.
NaturalLivingFamily.com. They can follow you on Facebook. But this special gift is, let's say it again,
EOApothecary.com.
Apothecary.
Yep, EOApothecary.com.
And pick up their book because you guys need it.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Oh, man, we've loved having you guys. It's been
thanks
so good.
Thanks for having
good.
Us back again.
Oh, yes, every
thank
time.
You.
I'm going to come back.
And baby love, Ezekiel love. Made his debut.
Yeah, that's so great.
Baby.
Oh, so wonderful.
See ya. And then I'll be
Trim-Mopping Mama to stay. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.